Okay.
So you took you an hour to draw a leaf?
What?
Took you an hour to draw a leaf?
Right. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Hey,
well, Peter. It wasn't just drawing it. It was, like, coloring it and everything.
Oh, okay. All right. Peter Boy is in here.
Yeah, I had to log on Facebook on my freaking...
Who is Peter Boy?
Peter Bagoogle.
Yeah, whatever you want to call me, it's fine. I just put on my username for my game.
Yes, Bagoogle. All right, so... do you guys have any topics? Wow. You guys have any topics you want to talk about? Like, specifically, I have a couple that I've written down, but if you guys have something to add to.
Did you look into the videos that I sent through the chat?
Which ones?
I sent two. One is the Meat Canyon one of the, there's a new Meat Canyon of the beer in question or something like that.
Oh.
Why are you just sitting there, Neil?
Day beer.
Day beer, yeah. Did you see that one?
Day drinking beer. Yeah, I saw it.
Hella funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
But then there's the other one from Raka Raka of him versus the Batman or whatever.
He's like, why
I did not see that one.
That one was funny and it was crazy bloody. Like bloody like their what's it called? The playground slaughter, something like that.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Is like that one's pretty good. Bloody like that. Like he did like he pops out his eyeball and you see all the blood gushing out and he breaks his nose and he drinks the blood gushing out from the nose.
Jesus. What are we talking about?
I guess this video he sent, I guess.
It's
oh, I wasn't paying attention.
It's crazy.
There's this YouTube video this YouTube channel called Raka Raka. It's these two Australian twins. And they're like stunt doubles and they do a lot of like action based videos. And one of their popular series is like one of them dresses up as Ronald McDonald. And so he's saying it's one where he like
showed me that video.
Oh, okay, yeah. They do a lot of those videos and I guess he was fighting. He Batman. Like
yeah, because he takes off his nose.
All yeah, right. Takes okay.
off his nose. He saw his mouth. Like open in half, and you see like this long ass tongue going around.
Jeez.
It's crazy. End of the video is like buy our merchandise, so you end up like him.
Yep, yeah, that's awesome.
I couldn't watch it.
It made me laugh so hard.
That's great. I was dying.
Yeah, it was funny as hell.
That's awesome. I'm gonna have to check it out later.
Yeah, no, you will.
Okay, so I guess we'll start the podcast now.
Okay.
And we'll just wing it however long it is or whatever. I don't really mind. So okay. let's do it. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is another episode. This is an episode. This is the quarantine special. We're all in our own houses and that's we're right. doing the call over Anchor.
That's right. So actually my question is, how are you faring doing classes online through Zoom? It's kind of annoying for me.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't had to do Zoom.
Really?
Yeah, my teachers I guess they just don't care. They're just sending us the assignments that I get to do next week. Just turn it in. That's pretty much it.
Huh.
Nice.
What about you, Crystal? Do you have any classes right now or no?
No, I don't go to college anymore.
Oh, did you drop out or are you just taking a break?
No, I just dropped out because with me being an accountant, what is easier is basically me having like 3 or more years of experience in this. And then after that, I can work for the government and I can be making a shit ton more because places at this point want experience rather than than a degree.
That's the problem is they're like, we want you to have a degree and we also want you to have 50 years of experience. At age 13, yeah. Like what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, but we should have been born in 1921, kind of time, I guess. So.
Yeah.
You
got a youth serum I could use, dog?
I know how you feel, man.
Yeah, but that's why I'm not taking college courses anymore because I'd rather just work and get the experience.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. Man, fuck college. I hate it so much.
Oh, no, right? That's why I'm excited to take my semester off, dude.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea, man.
I just get so stressed out lately that I need to take the semester off.
Here's the thing is like, when I did summer classes, I was working as well. So mm-hmm. I had summer classes and work, and it was just way too much. And that's why I've only done like two or three classes. Oh, yeah.
Summer classes for work was the worst for me.
Yeah, no, it's just too much because they gave you too much homework. And then, you know, they don't even like, sometimes I had, like, I even had to call out of school and be like, you know, I got to work today. And they'd get all mad.
Right. Like, well, I did the same thing when I was working. You can't do
excused absence. Yeah.
I was happy working for like small businesses because when I tell them, you know, I have to work or I have to go to school, they understand that. So I just work my hours around my work or around my classes. Yeah. But I wasn't getting that many hours, but it still was kind of nice in a way.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically like I working every week to pay to go to college. And then also like doing college so you can get paid more, but they don't really care anymore. They just want experience.
Yeah. I remember when I was working at Pizza Guys and I was taking a full load of classes at the community college. And then I was also working about 20, 30 hours a week. And that was a pain. So I ended up dropping out of college for a little bit, but I ended up going back for like a semester. And then I got this job for being an accounting assistant. So
yeah. I figured, how did you get that? That's my question.
Oh, my dad works for their construction company, and they know that he's a really good worker. So when I applied and I was telling them that I was studying accounting, they really liked me, and they liked the fact that I was able to use Excel, because apparently a lot of people don't know how to use Excel.
That's true.
Yeah, and then they know my dad's a hard worker, so they just assumed that I would be, and that's how I ended up getting the job.
That's good.
Well,
that's
yeah. Cool. I was like, okay.
You'd be a hard worker.
Yeah.
They were so mistaken. No, they've been lied to. They've been deceived.
Right. No, I am a good worker and I'm a really fast learner. So at that point I was like, it's whatever.
Yeah. All right. I suppose. So what are you doing for work then, Peter, if you're gonna take a semester off?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get a different job, maybe like at the casino or something.
Yeah.
Casinos aren't open.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I guess.
Well, not
I guess
right now,
opening
but...
up at the end of the March, though.
Yeah.
Because, are they really?
You know, I'm going to finish this.
Well, see, Travis works at Red Hawk, and he got an email that said they were closed, and they said that they were thinking about opening up at the end of March. So, really? I mean, like, as far as right now goes, they said they're going to open back in April, like the 1st of April. But, you know, I guess if the government doesn't let them, then they probably won't.
That's interesting.
Donald Trump literally just said that we were going to have 30 more days of quarantine.
He extended it to the end of April or something like that.
But you see, here's the thing. Yeah. It's like that man, not even a week ago, was like, it's not real. It's fake. It's so dumb. And now he's like, I knew about it from the beginning. I was always a supporter of the corona. I was the Chinese virus. Okay. that's the thing I want to talk about. Okay. Do you think it should be called the Chinese virus? I don't think so.
No, there's a lot of racism already. You know that, right? There's a lot of people being racist
There's a lot of prejudice already, and a lot of people have been not necessarily boycotting, but people are just trying to avoid like small businesses run by Asian people.
It's true. I was driving by the the McDonald's area, like at Golden Center.
Golden China,
Golden Chinese. I drove by there, and that place is dead. But like you see the McDonald's and the Subway and everything else is like they have clients.
Yeah,
right.
The McDonald's, they're only drive-through open, but they have clientele. But like the Chinese restaurant does not have anything.
No. It's sad though, because there's a place called Grand China next to where I work at, and they're hella good and they're really popular.
Oh yeah, I love that place.
Yeah, and they were doing the takeout and everything for a while.
Yeah.
And then they stopped, you know.
Did they have to close down, like, temporary?
I don't know how long they're going to be closed, but yeah, they're just closed now.
I've seen a lot of that stuff on Twitter, too, as well, of people just saying, like, these, like, local Asian, companies and stuff, just stores are having to close down because people are, you know, being racist or prejudiced, at least.
Yeah.
But then there's also
they're losing a lot of business.
Yeah, I mean they got their bills and they got a family to feed, I assume.
Right, and their sole income is purely based off what their ad rev or not their ad rev, their just revenue is. So that
Yeah.
just impacts them.
Their ad revenue, they're all Twitch
I
streamers.
was thinking of like YouTubers, yeah.
Yeah.
They're streamers now.
They're like, "Hi, welcome to Chinese food. This is the orange chicken. You like it, the orange chicken?" And then they're just like, comment below which orange chicken you like better, ours or Kung Fu Panda Express."
Kung Fu Panda Express.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda Express. But see, but then on the other hand of this whole Corona thing is there's these people that are like honestly really just retarded. That are I went physically, I saw this. I know it was a meme on Twitter when I saw it, but I actually my mom sent me to Costco to pick up some stuff, toilet paper, etc. And I went in there and the whole paper aisle was just dead empty. There was nothing in it. And then my mom's like, and then I, you know, my mom told me to get chocolate milk, like the Nesquik powder. I could not find it for the god life of me. So I went back and forth three times through every single aisle just to see if I was just if I was retarded or they just didn't have it. And I went through every single aisle. And when I went through the beer aisle, every single beer was sold out except for Corona. I
How
was
are
like,
people
"Are you
that dumb?
kidding me?"
I know
I was like,
it's
"Are you kidding me?" They didn't have eggs. They didn't have milk.
right.
They didn't have a lot of like frozen food or canned food. Like a lot of shit was empty that day at Costco, and I was like really upset because I the only thing I could get was like 2 gallons of milk. That was the only thing I can get because in the section where they have the milk, they were out of it, but they had some in the back that they were just like getting ready to like load out or whatever. So I managed to get milk. But that was it. That was all I could get because everything else was sold out. And I was just like, "Are you fucking kidding me? The Corona beer, the Corona extra beer is not selling."
No.
You know where you
God.
should have gone? You should have gone to
Where?
Winco because me and Tyler went to we went right as Costco opened, but there was a line all the way to the end of the building, and they were only letting in a few people at a time to keep crowd control, right? But
Well,
the
yeah, of
line
course.
was so long that we ended up leaving. We went to Costco and then, oh yeah, Winco. And then we ended up getting all our groceries there because they still had eggs and stuff. And then once we finally got all that, we went back to Costco. The line was still out the door all the way around. So we left and then we ended up going home. And then we went back around like one or two and everything was sold out except for like very few
Jeez.
items.
Actually, that's what my
Damn.
boss said too. He's been going to Winco recently.
Yeah. For some
Yeah, well,
reason,
see,
Winco still
my
has everything.
well, the thing is when my parents go to like whenever they go grocery shopping, they always go Winco and Costco.
Yeah,
Like
my
they'll hit up
parents
Winco
too.
first because it's farther away, and then go to Costco and get whatever's left. But they started going to the this one called Smart and Final.
What's that
It's I think it's a little past Sunrise,
at? Okay.
That's
like
far.
almost to Sac, not at Sac, but like a little bit less than Sac. And yeah, it's called Smart and Final. And I mean they found stuff that they have at like Winco or Costco, just their own store brand, like how Winco has their brand and Walmart has their brand. It's that store's brand store brand stuff. And it's cheaper. Like it's the same stuff, but it's a little cheaper. However, this time when they went, like I think it was 2 days ago, 3 days ago, they went to go shopping. They went to that store, the Smart and Final, and a carton of eggs of I think it was just 60 eggs was $40.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's
Yeah, it was
illegal.
$40. And I was like, "Holy Jesus." Mom sent me a
Yeah,
picture.
they can't mark up their stuff that high up.
Yeah, each a single pack of a dozen eggs was almost $6.
Jesus, man. That's
Yeah,
crazy.
that's
I was like,
ridiculous.
"Oh my God." Someone was like, "Yeah, we're not getting the eggs here." And then they went to like Winco or Costco, I don't know where, but they found them for like $25. Like they're way cheaper.
That's too
Yeah.
much, man.
And I feel bad for the people that live out in Sac or whatever, and like the nearest store that they have is that Smart and Final store, and now they gotta buy eggs for $40.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then my mom said that the bags of potatoes and bags of rice were like 30 each as well. So if you imagine, if you only have $100 to buy groceries, you can buy a bag of potatoes, a bag of rice, and a carton of eggs for $100.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
That's too much.
Yeah, especially gas prices are going
up. Gas prices are hella good right now.
Oh yeah, but a lot of people don't make a living, and then considering everybody's on quarantine, nobody's working, so nobody's making money.
Yeah,
which means they're not going to be able to afford the regular prices.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Too fucking expensive. I mean, right now I'm broke as hell because I haven't worked in like 2 months. But here's the thing: is like even though I wanted to go back to work, like literally, like I was like, I told myself I'm gonna give myself a month, and then like a month, as soon as I was like looking for jobs, they're like, all right, we're going in quarantine. I'm like, what the hell, man?
So, you're like, nobody's gonna be hiring.
So I was like, man, I got screwed. So.
Yeah, the places that are hiring right now are Safeway and Raley's, though, but that's because they have so many customers coming in that they need a lot of help. But at the same time, you don't want to work there right now because then you're going to be exposing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Like my friend was the day I went to Costco and like you know things were starting to they were just about to start the quarantine thing. He was like, dude. Right now we need some help if you want to work here. I was like, I mean, I kind of do want the job, but at the same time, it's like there's a lot of people here, and I don't know.
Oh, did you see that they put on what was it? Those like shields, protective shields, or something like that?
Yeah, a lot of places have.
Do they have to do it now?
Yeah, they have them.
Yeah.
Like I went to the Safeway and Cameron Park, and they just had them. I just noticed it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, I suppose that helps to contain, I guess.
Yeah, but.
Also, when I went that day to Costco, like you said, he was telling me if I want to work here. He posted later on his Snapchat that day. You know how at the doors now they all have like the wet wipe stations. Yeah. So a lot of people at Costco just instead of like you know they clean their thing, and you know how it's right above the trash can, the wet wipe station. I feel like they just don't care that it's right there because, you know how there's like a dip. In the grassy area behind the parking lot, back there was just covered in.
This is a big reason. Yeah, people were talking about that. The wet wipe situation is just ridiculous.
Wet wipes.
Wow.
And like he posted a video and I was about it and I was like, Jesus Christ!
I saw that. Yeah.
People are just fucking animals. They're just ridiculous.
Yeah. Did you see that there was an article about Placerville specifically?
No.
It was basically saying that everybody's actually following the quarantine, except everybody in Placerville seems to be too good for the quarantine, so everybody's still out and doing whatever they want.
It's because people know in Placerville they don't give a crap. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, well, to be fair, they don't. They're stupid. Did you guys see that the you know how they have the El Dorado County Watch?
Yeah.
The El Dorado County Sheriff made a post saying that they weren't gonna enforce the laws and they weren't gonna be very you know strict about them because they wanted people to use their better judgment and see you know to take it upon themselves to not go outside. Like I've seen so many people posting shit about, like with their friends or you know partying and stuff and I'm like dude I get that you. You don't think it's gonna happen? Like I get that. I get that you think it's not gonna happen to you, but it could.
Did you ever see that video of the guy on spring break talking about it? Like if he gets it, he dies or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That guy, the meme guy? Yeah, I hate that dude. You know, the funny thing about that is everyone in that video
sick. They look terrible.
Like they all look sick. They were all like really pale and their red skin is
it just looked bad.
It looked like they were like just they just got woken up back from the dead, like they were corpses.
It's bad.
I don't understand why people
all right that's enough not for corona.
Paying attention. Okay.
that's enough of that shit because it's everyone's talking about it, so I don't think we're gonna change their minds. If they haven't made up their mind to not go outside, they're not gonna change So, what's better, a spoon or a fork?
What? A spoon or a fork? What's better,
a spoon or a fork? Yes.
For what?
For anything. You know, killing people, whatever. Spoon or fork?
I would say fork.
Fork? So wait, really? So Peter said spoon and you said fork?
No, I said fork.
No, yeah, I said spoon.
Okay. So we have one for spoon, one for fork. Okay. I'm going to say spoon. I feel like it's more versatile. Like I can use it for more things than a fork. I can't eat cereal with a fork.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, now this brings me to some disgusting thing that I saw on my Snapchat from a year ago. So a year ago I was at Dennis's house and he goes, "Dude, I have this really cool thing that I got at McDonald's."
Oh god.
I said, What is it? He goes, "Here, follow me." So I have this video of me in the kitchen, and then I'm just following him to his room, right? I followed him into his room, and then he opens the blanket and he pulls out this plastic thing. So he puts it in my face. It's like a red paper inside of wrapping, right? And then he flips it over and it's got the McDonald's logo. And he goes, "It's a fapork."
It's a what?
And I said, "What?" He said, "It's a fapork." I said, "What the hell is a fapork?" He said, It is a spoon / fork for fries.
You still want to call that a fork? So it's called a fapork.
It is a spoon fork for fries.
For fries?
Why isn't it just called in the middle a fork?
Because they're
on. And also, what does it look like if it's just for fries? And why would you need both for fries?
Listen,
you chop it up and scoop it up.
So this is what it looks like. It looks like a spork. I'll send you the video later, but it looks like a spork. But then in the middle, there's like a little area that's rectangular, so you can stick the spoon or the fry
in. Why?
I don't know. It's
ridiculous.
I guess it's that's for funny, people dude. Who don't want to get their hands dirty with ketchup or something.
Dude,
I don't
funny.
Know.
I love people make anything. That's funny.
It pissed me off because of the existence of it, and because it's called a fapork.
What the hell?
I hate it.
That's funny.
Yeah, whoever made that was making bank for sure though. I mean, if McDonald's has it,
if anyone's like Dennis and just trying to grab it, hell yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
I just got a topic. Are you guys doing anything more now that you're in the house more? I'm playing games more a lot, and I'm just beating them.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me happy. Like, I finally beat a game series that I'm running. I beat one of the games out of the series I'm playing right now.
Oh, there you go.
Like, in the second game, already like 120 hours.
Wow.
Not even halfway through. And I'm enjoying myself.
Nice. Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I got 2 weeks paid off from work. And then I also, if it goes on for longer, I can file for unemployment. But I have been
watching
movies.
Oh, see, that's the thing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Watching movies. I mean, what I've been doing is I've been watching movies too. I started drawing a lot more because here's the thing. I bought the iPad. Yeah. I saw
you did.
You were drawing more too.
Yeah, finally.
I had it. Remember I bought it like last year. Anyway.
No, so, I remember, yeah, so but you I were talking about buying it.
Yeah. So a couple months after that, I think it was September ish.
Uh-huh.
I bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I got it at Best Buy, and they were having a student offer, so I got it for like
$650,
which is way cheaper than normal.
Right.
So I got it. So I got it because I need it for school. I need a laptop.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I got the iPad, and I think I thought to myself, I'm like, well, I like drawing, but I've never really been really great at it. I mean, when I was younger, I was, but not anymore. I stopped drawing for years.
Right.
So I thought, you know, I'll have it for school, and then I can also start drawing more.
Yeah.
And I never used it to draw except for like twice, and I sucked at it. So
me too.
I gave up. But since, I mean, I don't have a job anymore, and I'm just at home. I figured I'd started drawing more, and so I made those designs the other day for the merchandise that I put out.
Nice.
Thanks. So I made the ones with the lions and stuff, and then my sister Melody made the one with the hand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, she drew that one because I really like My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's kind of got that like emo punk vibe because it's just a hand with blood on it in black and white.
I like it. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I actually got that t-shirt.
So you make that one. Yeah. Thank you. I saw that. The maroon one's the one that I like.
The one with the shirt pocket. Is that the one? Yeah.
No, I got a long sleeve.
No, that's the one that just says FNF on it. And then the logo of the lion on the back. She's talking about the one with the hand on the front.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the one that's bloody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then on the back it just says FNF and like cursive writing, which my sister Melanie made.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go to buy those? I want to get the long sleeve red one. That one looks cool.
That's what I did. Yeah, I got the long sleeve maroon with the hand on it.
So the link is in all of my social media, all the ones it has the link there, but it's just, if you just go to Bonfire and look up FNF, it should pop up.
Yeah.
I didn't want to price them too high. Cause here's the thing. It's like, we're, I know that we have some following, but we're not like, you know, there yet.
Right.
So I didn't want to price them too high. Cause I mean, cause even myself, like, I'm like, okay, how much would I buy this for? Like, if I really like this person and I wanted to like support them, would I be willing to spend this much money?
Right.
And so what I did is they tell me how much it costs to make per shirt. And then it says, how much do you want to sell them at? So I just put them $1 above what it costs to make, so that we at least get like a couple dollars if it sells.
Yeah.
So right now we're at like 86 cents profit. Woohoo.
Yeah.
But any profit's profit, so whatever.
Yeah.
That's true.
The thing is, like I was saying, of the drawing, yesterday, me and my sister Melody, she made a design and I made a design for the next time that we do merch. And honestly, these are I have to say these are way better.
Yeah. I'm excited.
What I did was I told her I have three subjects, like three things that I really like that I would, you know, that I assume people that like our podcast, our show, would also enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So I had her make me an anime one. Sick.
Okay.
So it's like an anime girl, and the design, honestly,
that's good. A bunch of weeps will buy that.
It is so good. I think I might have to get one for myself because it is really nice.
Nice. Okay.
And then I made one it's our logo, but it's in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's in the trees themselves make out the letters F and F.
Oh,
and
then there's like a mountain
and a couple trees.
Yeah.
So I made that one, and then my sister Melanie is making this one that's a dragon.
Ooh, that's gonna be cool.
Yeah, me too. So it's a dragon and it has two tails. It's called Dragon Tails.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, I know. Speaking of, I love that show.
Which one?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm honestly excited for those to come out, but I'm gonna put them out.
Can you share the designs in the chat?
Yeah, I'll share them when they're done.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm excited for those ones to come out because I like the ones that we have right now. But honestly, I think the extra week or two that we had just drawing on my iPad really, really was fun. Like, since we're already stuck inside, we might as well do something productive.
Yeah.
Totally productive. I'm also barely doing my homework with that.
Well, to be fair, MK11 has spawned.
Did you see on PS4 how much they had it for, the premium edition?
It was like $25, right?
For the double discount deals, did you get it? Because it was a good price for that.
Nice.
Yeah, I got it for 20 deluxe pack that had all the deal.
I didn't buy it, but it was a hell of a good deal, honestly.
Dude, I had to. I've been waiting for Spawn to be in a game for years.
I don't blame you. But
yeah,
you know what sucks for me? Just during that deal, I was gonna buy four games for like $30, mm-hmm. and then for some reason, mm-hmm. when I was trying to buy them, it said I couldn't accept my credit card or my debit card.
That's weird.
I couldn't buy them. In, oof, which sucks.
Oof. Oof. Hey, everyone listening to this podcast, send an F in the chat. Yeah, no.
I couldn't figure out, you know, I said it couldn't accept my card, so I said fine. I did PayPal, still couldn't do it through PayPal. I deleted and re-added my card 5 times. I tried to do it through the phone, and it just didn't work. It pissed me off.
Oof. You went overboard.
Dude, not one of those games. They were hella good price. It's just like, nope, can't do it.
So you never got it to work?
Damn.
No, I never got it to work.
Damn. That sucks.
Yeah.
Oof. Guys, drop another.
So I don't know if there's something wrong with it, because my card works fine for everything else. You know, I bought food, I bought supplies, what other mm-hmm. stuff works fine.
Mm-hmm.
For this, it didn't.
That's weird.
Damn.
Maybe it's just the website then.
That fucking
it probably
sucks.
Was.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe try it on your phone. You can go to the store on your phone.
Didn't work.
Oh.
What?
Maybe try the PlayStation then.
So.
See, okay, here's the thing. So, me and my dad were, since we're stuck at home and he didn't have work because of the rain,
mm-hmm.
we built a shed in the back.
Hell yeah.
And we finally finished it today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I am exhausted. I've not done anything in like weeks and I'm dying.
Uh-huh. So, what's the shed for?
And since the just for all of his like equipment, you know, all his tools and stuff that are just in the back.
Oh, okay.
There's like no, they're just outside on the tarp. So my mom was like, "You guys better put it under something."
Yeah.
Yeah. So we built a shed behind, and I fucked that shed. It every single time we got something right, the next thing would just go bad.
Oh my god,
like, dude, this is like the mirror. This shed was made out of pure miracle.
How much
I don't know how
you?
It got done.
I remember
it's finally
that
done.
Stuff on your hands.
Oh yeah, fuck that. Okay, do you guys know? You guys
no,
know what great
you
stuff
shared
is
it in the chat.
Like
I
the
saw.
Phone?
I don't know what we're talking
Crystal,
about.
Do you know what that is?
No.
The great
just
stuff
like
phone. Okay, so it's like it's a really thick glue. Okay, so it's in a spray can, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just put it in a hole or wherever you need it to cover, and it goes out as a foam.
Okay.
And then it expands. Yeah. It expands as it dries.
Yes, yes, yes. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the yellow
thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so my room is really cold.
You guys didn't use any of that?
Because when we made it, we just under the door.
Okay.
We didn't seal it. We never sealed it because we were just too busy.
Yeah.
So all the air gets in through underneath the
door.
Yeah,
that sucks.
You don't have anything to seal it with now? Or
all of winter and shit. Yeah, so all of winter and shit, I didn't know how to make that problem go away. So I've just been dying of freezing.
Yeah.
And the other day, I found some of that great stuff foam in the back. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to try and see if it works. So I went to the front of the door and I covered completely all of it in that shit without using gloves or anything. Cause I mean, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. So I was like, it got all over my hands
mm-hmm.
and like some of my forearm and my cheek and like my shirt and my pants.
That's such a hassle, man.
It was everywhere. Yeah, I made a mess. And like, I stayed out there until I finished the job. I finished the job, right? I come back inside.
Uh-huh.
I went to wash my hands.
My God.
It would not come off.
Oh, my God.
Did you find it?
It wouldn't come off.
Adhesive remover?
And I was... No, I was honestly really scared. So I grabbed some alcohol and, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, nail polish remover to see if that would help. Because I know usually with glue that helps. No, did nothing.
Wow.
it did nothing. So I looked up on, like, YouTube and stuff, how to get rid of it. They're like, yeah, that's just going to be there for a couple days, bud.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, that shirt and pants that I've wore that day, I've washed them 4 times. It's still there.
Oh, my God.
But my hands, I finally got it off my hands, so we're good.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, I have no more forearms.
Did you not try calling the company to see what they say?
No, it, on the bottle it says soak in water and soak for days. That's all it
soak
says.
Soak for days.
It says if on contact with skin, soap in soak wow. in soap and water for days. It lasted about 4 days.
That sucks.
Yeah, so if you use that shit, don't put on some gloves.
I'll keep that in mind next time I'm building a room.
Yeah, here.
Yes, I knew it. I'm finally helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. So I also wanted to talk about do you remember the time when we did the purity test?
I don't think I was there for that.
The purity test?
Yes.
Crystal was
there. Yeah, I was there.
Okay, so you remember? You remember how there was an app for it?
There was.
Yeah. Okay. So there was an app for it that me and Travis and Dennis had when we did ours, right? So there was an app for it, and about a week after that episode came out, not even a week later, me and Travis were gonna do it again, but they deleted the app.
Really?
Yeah, they deleted
it. Why'd they delete it?
So I was like, I don't know. So I was like, Travis, we made them delete the rice purity test.
Oh my God.
And I have a video of it because I have proof that if you look it up, purity, like rice purity test app, it shows up and it sends you the link to download it, but it you can't download it anymore. It doesn't That's exist. Weird.
So now you can only do it online?
I just want to say we are solely responsible for having the rice purity deleted from the app store. We are solely responsible. I don't care what the reason is they deleted it. We are responsible. It was our own malice. It was our fault. Yep. And now we're all going to jury.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right.
Explain me what the purity test was, by the way.
Well... Okay, so the rice purity test is a test for, like, I mean, I don't know if it is, but it's supposedly for, like, really Christian schools that only accept people that are very
pure,
pure. So it's I think it's about 100 questions, and it just asks you, like, it's like, have you ever, what was the question, Crystal? It was like, have you ever eaten someone's genital secretion?
Right. Like, have you ever had sex?
Yeah, that was one of them.
Have you ever done this? Have you ever drinking? Have you ever gone blacked out?
No.
Stuff like that.
but the thing that amazes me about it is it, like, the range of questions from one to the next.
Because one would be like, have you ever held hands?
Like, have you ever held hands with someone? And then the next one's like, have you ever eaten someone's genital secretion? It's like, what?
Have you ever participated in a threesome?
Oh, and then one, I remember one. Nice. Yeah. I remember one, it was like, have you ever done cocaine or other
Have
drugs?
You ever done cocaine, heroin,
like, and then the next one was
or
like,
any other extreme drugs?
Yeah, and then the next one was like, have you done drugs worse than heroin?
It's like, what's worse than heroin?
All of them.
Crystal meth.
Crystal meth.
That's what Tyler says.
Is crystal meth worse than heroin?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't do drugs, Leo, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, me either.
Bitch, I thought you were the Tiger King.
The what?
I thought you were the Tiger King. Have you guys not seen all those memes right now?
No.
Okay, so I guess there's this new Netflix documentary, series thing about this guy, and it's just like a white dude with a mullet, and he and he's got a whole bunch of tigers, and he's the tiger kid.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I know what you're talking about now.
I've seen.
Yeah, so I mean, from what I've heard, I guess it's just this guy. It's this guy that like killed someone, but I don't know enough about it to talk about it. But all those memes are just way too good. It's just this white dude with a fucking mullet.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
Peak America. It's just peak America.
It's hella funny.
Who's watching TV in the background?
You can probably hear me playing
games. Probably Peter.
Oh.
You fucker. How dare you?
Not
you
even, know you're the,
you were the chosen
what?
One.
That'd be my question.
The chosen one to die first. I don't know. Holy shit. Dude, guys,
dude,
I'm starting
to do that for years. How are you doing?
Okay. No, I went on Twitter and this woman's like, this OnlyFans person posted, yeah, I'll get a real job. And then she posted her earning statistics of her OnlyFans. $107,222
in a year. Did you see the one who bought a car just using that money from OnlyFans? Damn. I might as well start one myself. Sure. No, she bought a new car.
Yeah, dude. Okay,
sure.
Oh, you know, I think I know who you're talking about.
I don't know if she has blonde hair and everything. She's like, I just bought a new Honda Civic or something. I don't know.
Oh, probably. I don't know, maybe. Well, here's the thing. Do you guys know who iDubbbz is? You know that guy who does like the
content. Is he the guy with the glasses? People are saying like he sold his girlfriend or something like that.
Oh yeah. Yes, I did hear about that.
Yeah. Okay, so he's the dude who does the
I'm gay. But I never really,
yeah, the filthy, right? You know, he did videos with Frank.
Yeah, I think
stuff. You know. So this would happen. This would happen is that he always, like, you know, he criticizes people online for like doing stupid things that they shouldn't, yeah, or just being a shitty person. And so he makes fun of all these people, but then it turns out a couple weeks ago, I guess, people started saying shit about his girlfriend, because apparently she's like a really shitty person, from what I've read. Like, she steals people's art and doesn't credit them, and just all this other stuff that she does that's just really shady. Yeah. And I guess she used to make fun of people with OnlyFans. And then a week ago, I think started her own OnlyFans.
Talking about it. And then later on, they were saying, like, he sold out his girlfriend for porn or something.
And
like,
so now people are saying... now people are saying that he's a sellout and that... simp, even though here's the thing, the definition of a simp, as much as I hate the word, a simp is someone who gives like an east like a stream just gives a girl a lot of things and doesn't get anything back, and like just does things in hopes that maybe she'll sleep with
Yes, okay.
By that very definition, he's not a simp because it's his girlfriend who has an OnlyFans. So now people are saying that he's a hypocrite for having someone in his life who's like, who's a shitty person and has an OnlyFans. And so now they're calling him a hypocrite and that he's shitty, and they're like hating on him. Which to me doesn't make sense, because if you have a problem with his girlfriend, have the problem with his girlfriend. Don't come after him, you know?
That's dumb.
Yeah. So he made a YouTube video, I guess. I think it was today or yesterday, where he posted talking about it. And he's like, my views on the OnlyFans thing have never been, like, I support sex workers and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are saying he's hypocritical for dating someone who's toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But to be fair, if, like, people in toxic relationships, it's not their fault.
Right.
You know? Like, he said he supports her and that he's fine with it or whatever. But, I mean, honestly, if she's, like, a bad person, maybe he really is really in love with her and just doesn't see
it.
So, you know, I just think it's kind of stupid that people are shitting on him for all this stuff. But, I mean, it is what it is. The internet's the internet.
Yeah, I mean, people always try to cancel you for the dumbest things.
Yeah, that whole cancel culture.
Oh,
right,
I hate
now
it.
Just fucking stupid.
I hate.
I don't. Sometimes I just want to, like, delete the internet.
Yeah. Just get rid of it completely.
Go into a room and just get rid of it all. All of my limbs, one by one.
I agree.
Until I can't breathe anymore.
Okay. This is getting dark.
Anyway. Yeah, okay. Favorite Disney movie, go.
Actually, I just finally watched Frozen 2. It's not my favorite by far. Definitely not. But I did watch it finally. And Olaf is such a crackhead in that movie. And I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Actually, I saw Frozen 2 a couple weeks. Ugh, fuck. I'm dying. Had a mini stroke and a heart attack. Anyway, I saw Frozen 2 a couple weeks ago as well. And I mean, honestly, I like it more than the first one just because it's more like.
Yeah, lost connection. I couldn't hear you anymore.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hello.
It's okay. So now we're talking about how what Disney movies you like. Right now we're talking about Frozen 2. It's okay. Here's the thing. For me, it's more enjoyable than the first one.
You tell me why you like it so much.
The first one sucked.
Okay, here's the thing. I think the first one was way overhyped.
Yeah, it was. Okay.
Way too overhyped.
I think it was because it was just a new princess movie.
But it's not. Well, I suppose. Plus, I mean, a lot of children.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess. I'm just saying, okay, so the first one's a good movie. It's a good movie. I'm not going to say it's not. It's a good movie. It just, it's not that great. Like, I would not put it in my top 10 Disney movies. No.
But the second one was really good.
Was more enjoyable. Like, I would rather rewatch Frozen 2 than rewatch Frozen 1.
I think Frozen 2 had more of a plot.
Like, they didn't need to, like, do... Yeah, they didn't need to go so much into, like, the... Oh, poor me, I have powers, poor me, I'm going to kill everyone because I don't know how to use them. You know, the second one was more like, oh, I hear this voice, I'm going to go find it, and then they solve a problem. Okay. Like, that's the plot. Right. So, the second one, there's just a lot more fun things happening.
Yeah.
Rather than the first one just being all dark and gloomy for about three quarters
of it. No, the second one was definitely funnier.
But, you know, to their credit, they're both good movies. Yeah. Oh, yeah. By far, Olaf was fucking amazing in the second one.
He's crackhead energy.
He's great in the first one, but he's crackhead energy.
Yeah.
You know what? It had one of my favorite scenes though too, because you know how like now in animation they like to do those shots where they're like, it's like a face cam tracking.
Yes.
They did that for Olaf. He's like running away from something and they'd like zoom in on the face and he has like the tracking motion.
Oh, okay.
It was a good shot. Like, I really enjoyed the movie.
Okay, that's good.
In its entirety. It's pretty good.
I liked it.
Here's the thing. Everyone forgets about Tangled.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why, because Tangled is, I think, is my favorite Disney princess movie. Mm-hmm. Because it's just so good. Like, from beginning to end, it's a great movie.
I always really liked Aladdin.
I didn't like that one so much.
Aladdin.
Yeah, that one was my favorite. Yeah,
but that's just like a Disney movie, but that's a really good movie.
Yeah. I liked it primarily.
Pinocchio's really good. That's one of my favorites.
The tiger. That's it.
Because the tiger. Yeah. The tiger is in 5 minutes of the movie.
I know.
Hey, you guys want to watch Aladdin? 5 minutes of it?
No, it was also because like Princess Jasmine was the only one that looked like me.
What do you think about the reboot?
I did not see it yet.
I've heard great things about it. I've never seen it either, but my boss took
Here's the thing.
His grandson, and he said it was amazing. He loved it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I haven't seen any of the live action stuff yet.
Fucking Gen Z. Well, here's the thing. I expected to hate it more than I did.
Why do you think you'd hate it?
But it was pretty good. I mean, well, here's the thing.
That's because it. I like Will Smith.
Will Smith Aladdin. I mean, Will Smith Genie. I like Will Smith too. but it was just too cringy. Like, he looked really bad in the commercial. Oh, really? But here's the thing. I think they fixed him because he looked a lot better in the movie than he did in the commercial. Mm-hmm. Their CGI probably wasn't done, but they had to put out a commercial, so they put it out. And, I mean, he does look way better in the movie than he did in the commercial.
Okay, yeah. I could see where you're coming from.
And he spent a lot of time as... He spent a lot of time in the movie as normal Will Smith genie rather than blue CGI genie, which is, I think, helped it a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The only part I didn't like of the new movie, they added a song that wasn't in the original, which is just Jasmine singing about, like, how she won't be quiet anymore.
What?
How she's going to speak her mind and, like, all this, like, empowerment shit. But then it was just a dream. Like, she never actually sang that. She was just in her head.
That's so dumb.
So it goes off on this whole Disney, you know, like a Disney song. It goes off on this whole tangent thing. And then it just cuts right back to her where she was in the beginning and she didn't say shit. And I was like, are you kidding me? You just did this whole thing about her not being silent and, you know, empowering herself to speak her mind. And then she didn't say anything. I was like, what was the
ridiculous
point?
Yeah.
Sounds dumb.
Yeah, so that's the only part that I just did not like. Oh, also the actor that they chose.
Who was it?
Far? Garbage.
Just straight up garbage. It was
some dude.
Straight up garbage. You just didn't like him?
Yeah. No, he just didn't even. Well, here's the thing. He was British, so his voice didn't sound the same. He didn't even look like Jafar. He was a lot lighter skinned than Jafar.
Did he have the creepy mustache?
He just didn't look like a bad
guy. Nothing evil.
Nothing.
Wow.
He looked nothing like Jafar. He wasn't even scary. He was just like a little boy. I am Jafar.
Just
I'm
like
going
that.
To hurt you. And I was like, dude, you're. You wouldn't scare my
perfect.
Dog.
And there you go. You know? That's your Jafar. You could have done Jafar.
But the funny thing is, you know what the funny thing is? I could have been Jafar. I would have made a way better Jafar. I'm a white Mexican.
You're a white Mexican.
Anyway, his.
You good?
Yeah. His
fucking Corona, man.
Oh no, I'm coughing. I have the Corona.
Oh sure.
No, anyway, it's my allergies. So, we're gonna get fucked. Anyway, the funny thing was is that his henchmen, you know, like how they always have like a lackey, like the one they always go to. His guy looked
really?
Exactly like Jafar.
So his lackey looked more like Jafar than Jafar did.
Yeah, his like bodyguard dude. Yeah, his bodyguard looked exactly like Jafar. He had like. You know, he had the nose, he had a big beard, he had a nice hat, and he was tall. That's funny. Like, dude, this guy could have been Jafar.
His acting skills were probably not that good, though.
That's why I didn't like the movie.
He just needed to look like Jafar. He didn't have to talk like him.
British boy. Yeah, he just needed to look like Jafar, at the very least. The other dude didn't even look or act like him. What a disappointment. I mean, it's an okay movie. I mean, if you've seen the original, you'll probably like it because it's the same movie, but they added.
So then,
like,
quick question: what do you think about the upcoming Mulan movie?
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Because I know they're not gonna have the dragon. Trash. What's the dragon's name? Mushu or something like that.
Oh, they're not.
No, nor the general. The general guy is not going to be there either.
Trash.
I didn't even know that. I've only seen
those
like,
two. They're
the
out.
Picture.
Out.
Yes. Here's the thing.
They're not in a movie.
That's lame.
Yeah. So here's the problem that I have with Mulan. Me and Travis have talked about this like two or three times on the podcast. The problem we have with it is okay. So they said they're going to make it more realistic, more grounded, and more true to the story, right?
To the original story.
So they said we're not going to have Mushu. Yeah, so the original story. So they said it's not going to have Mushu. It's not going to have any ancestral ghosts. It's not going to have any of the cricket or any of the Huns like flying and crawling and stuff like through the Himalayas.
Yeah.
So they said it was going to be realistic. And I was like, okay, fine, I can accept that. But then the next trailer they showed this lady who turned into a hawk in mid-frame. Just she turned into a hawk and started flying away. And then they had the people running up walls. And I was like, wait a minute. You said it was going to be realistic and grounded. Now you got this woman turning into a hawk and people running up walls.
Like, at that point, just make
but you won't put a dragon in it because it's not realistic. Yeah. Oh, and also they got rid of
because of the song "I'll Make a Man Out of You" too is too. Yeah.
Yeah, they got rid of all the songs. There's also the songs in it.
This generation.
That is the only reason I like Mulan. Well, not the only reason.
The songs were good.
It's the main reason I like Mulan. The songs are the best.
This generation has just gone too.
My favorite thing though. Have you seen when someone says it was a parody video? I'll make a man out of you. That every time it says I'll make a man out of you, there's a feminist or transgender person who gets upset about it, like a Karen.
Oh yes.
That'd be funny. PC principal
from South Park on there. That would be so good. Yes, I'm baffled that they even got rid of.
He's too homophobic or something.
Because he's like not a woman. What?
Lame.
Because he was trying to make her a man. It's like, bruh.
He thought,
to his knowledge, it was a man. They were only supposed to be men. Like,
I don't understand.
Really dumb. Whatever. But yeah, so that's why I'm not excited for Mulan. I was really excited, and then I heard they weren't going to have songs, and then I heard they took out more shit, and then they just decided to make
I'm not excited for it.
So I'm not excited anymore.
I was really excited for that.
Well, the only thing I had
we had to kill it for her. You're not going to see it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
we killed her happiness. Now she has nothing to live for. The only thing that was keeping me going was John Wick 4 and The Matrix 4. And then
Black I was Wolf. Actually really excited for A Quiet Place 2.
And now they're
all same here, definitely.
Yeah. I was excited.
You know what I wanted to see Bloodshot, but then I heard people saying it wasn't good, and that kind of made me sad.
Oh, that sucks. What's Bloodshot?
Yeah, it's a Vin Diesel movie where he's
he has a bunch of powers, like these nanomachines basically give him powers where like he can't die.
Oh, okay.
And it just looked really cool to me, and then people just said it wasn't really that great. It was too hyped up. It's terrible.
That's lame.
Made me sad.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I saw the trailer and it just a shitty version of like RoboCop and comic book movies. I don't know. It didn't please you. But then
the comic's awesome. If you see the comic, the comic's awesome, but
it did not please me.
The fact that they didn't. It's a comic book and it's really cool.
So it's
you check it out if you get a chance. Mm-hmm. But
they do a really great job in adapting things all the time. I mean, sometimes they do. But
yeah,
that's the problem with making things in real life.
Really?
Plus, I'm not a huge fan of Vin Diesel. I'm fine with
him. And he gets like a billion dollars.
Three words and he's done.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, dude, he makes so much money for saying I'm Groot.
He does, yeah.
God. I wish I had that job.
Just saying I'm Groot.
You think he'd trade me jobs right now?
No.
If I just DM him right now, he'll be like, you could take my job.
I doubt it.
I didn't even know this for a while, but like, his name wasn't actually Vin Diesel. It was like St. Clair something or something like that.
I don't remember.
I forgot what his name is. But it's so much better.
Wait.
Hold on. I'll look it up for you.
I need to find out what his real name is.
It's so much nicer than
Vin Diesel is Mark Sinclair.
There you go. Mark St. Clair. Yeah. That's a nice name.
Mark Clair? Yeah. That's way cooler. Yeah, Vin Diesel looks like... sounds like a really
well, it's because all the Fast and Furious movies, you know?
Yeah.
Guys, I got that 1945 Vin Diesel.
But no, it's because... it's just Mark St. Clair. It's really nice. But no, it's, he goes by Vin Diesel.
Yeah, his middle name is Vincent.
No, that's a nice name. Yeah.
Where you can get see the Vin. It is better.
Oh, Mark?
Yeah. I mean, you can see where he got Vin from that's Vincent. But still, it's like, dude, you should have just stick with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would have gone with that name. That's way better.
Yeah. Apparently.
See, here's the thing. I know we talked about this once before, but I always thought.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was saying that his nickname was Diesel because he had so much energy on the job. He was always fueled up, so they just called him Vin Diesel.
That makes sense, but still weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cringe. Makes sense. That's just cringe. It's like a Post Malone's nickname being Stoney. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's why his nickname was Stoney.
It's a terrible.
Yeah.
Stoney.
That's the first name of his, first album.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Post Malone, Home Alone.
I was. Pre Malone.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Pube Malone, I don't know. I was always upset that Jack Black's name wasn't Jack Black, but it technically is.
Really?
His name is Thomas Jacob Black.
How's his YouTube channel? Doesn't he have like five videos?
I don't know.
Okay, because
oh no, dude, he's got, he makes videos.
Because last time I saw, I didn't have that many videos on up. It's like what the hell?
Post Lamone.
Yeah, no, it's great. The meme of Jack Black's YouTube channel was that he was like, this is a gaming channel.
Yeah,
guys.
And,
like,
yeah,
the first
I remember
game
that.
Videos
that
I've ever played a single video game. He's like, guys, I have to fix my computer. I have to fix the Delgado.
That's
and then
good.
He finally fixed it, though, so he's on there. He does cool. He's good. I mean, as
what
far
does he
as
mainly play
as
my
YouTubers
question.
Go, he's the best one. He plays anything. Nice. Like, his latest video was Red Dead Redemption 2. Last time he was playing his own
that's an old
game on
one.
Xbox. It was a Guitar Hero kind of game. Yeah. He was playing that game, and then he, like, sometimes he just goes to, like, pinball arcade arcades and plays that. He does cool things. Like I said, of all the celebrity YouTubers, he's the only cool one, because I don't like Kevin Hart and The Rock and Will Smith. Who's your favorite late night?
I've never even
Jimmy
watched
Fallon.
A show with him, so I don't
Do you guys
know.
Like Jimmy Fallon?
Probably not, actually.
Quick side note. I'm watching I'm doing
what
good.
You,
yeah. So I've been staying at Tyler's house for since ever I got laid, right?
What?
Sorry, not laid. What? Laid off. I got laid off.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm about to say, wow. Okay, you're just staying there now, living there already. Damn.
Wait, what happened? Wait. I was gone for like 10 seconds. Repeat it.
So I was laid off from work like on Friday, right? This
Yay!
Not this past Friday,
to the club.
But like last Friday.
Yeah.
No, it's just because of the quarantine.
Uh-huh.
But I've been staying at Tyler's house, and right now he's sitting on his computer chair, and he has a bag of chips over his head, and then his headset on top of that.
Oh, perfect. He's a true
Love
gamer.
It. There
true
you go. That's
gamer.
How you do it.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you guys over. I'm going to send it to Leo over Snapchat.
All right, I'll send it to Peter. God damn it. He's a true gamer.
True gamer, dude.
What is he playing?
Oh, let me guess. Is it Warzone?
No,
no
yeah, he's either playing Warzone or Fortnite.
Fortnite. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's Fortnite? Oh,
no, he's watching anime.
Oh,
he's okay.
Playing Fortnite.
What anime is he watching?
Yeah, what anime?
I have no idea.
Damn.
Just describe a person. Maybe we'll know from it.
Peter will know. He's like the anime expert.
Text box.
Huh?
American. All I see is text box.
Appearing very shiny.
Okay, maybe it's hentai.
My God. Yeah, that's Katsume.
It might be hentai.
I know exactly what anime that is. That's Katsume.
What's the anime?
Season 5, episode 3.
What the fuck, Leo?
Oh, with Bo Fury.
Bo Fury?
Yeah.
Bo Fury.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I
didn't
knew
watch
Peter
it.
Would know it. I knew
Yeah, it's on Hulu. It's like some girl plays a VR game and she puts all her stats into defense. So now she's like, it's like, it's called I'm Afraid I Don't Want to Get Hurt. So I maxed out my defense or something like that. Oh, so she plays a VR game and all she did is like put defense, and at all she's just like the best tank ever.
My God.
And that's what it, I haven't seen it yet, but it's on my list and mm-hmm. people said it's pretty good.
Well, you got a lot of time before the quarantine ends.
We do.
I have all the time. I'm just putting in video games. That's all I do. I stay till like 3 a.m. in the morning and play games. It's not healthy. I'm so tired most of the time, but I love the game series that I'm playing right now that much.
What game is it?
It's called The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel. I finally beat the first one 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then I started the second one a week ago. I'm playing through the second one right now. And then I have the third one ready to go after I finish this one.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It makes me... I like the game series. It's really because about the first one. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wow, I like this too much. And then I just bought the other two during the Big in Japan sale. So I saved some money there. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's just like, I like it. It's a great story. The system's fun and easy to use. And... Mm-hmm. The difficulty that I'm playing on is just challenging. It's been a while since I've had a great game like this, honestly, where I like everything about it. Well, graphic-wise, it's not the best, but it's still better. I still would recommend it just because of storyline, gameplay-wise, all that stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I never really got into video games.
It's a fair point. Because it's an investment. Every time you go into a video game, it's an investment.
It is.
You gotta invest money to get it, and you gotta invest time to play it, and then you gotta invest emotions when something happens in the game that actually pulls you in.
Oh yeah.
See, that's why I like the God of War franchise. Like, all of the God of War games are really good to me. I had the ones on PSP, I had the ones on PlayStation, all of them.
You know, I still never played them. I always wanted to, I just never did.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're gonna start playing God of War, if you do, play from the beginning. Play from God of War up. Because when you get to the newest one, which is also called God of War...
No, I know.
It's a lot different. It's a lot different, but it's still really good. Like, it still has a lot of callbacks, and you'll just be spoiling the game for yourself if you just start there.
Well, I mean, I saw Lucas play the whole thing, so...
Fuck. Well, too late.
Too late, yeah, but it still looked really cool. The new one looked amazing.
It's, really a good game. It's one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna break my leg, and then I want you guys to clap to five.
Okay.
And then we're gonna end the episode. We're gonna do the closing segment. All right.
All right.
I'm gonna break my neck. I mean, not my neck, my leg.
Okay.
That's it. I broke my leg.
Wow, sounds so painful.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Fuck you. Here, I'll do it.
You be crying right now.
Fucking do it. And I want to hear your tears. I want to hear the bone break through your skin and say, "Oh my God, the pain."
Oh my God, the pain.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, just like that.
And now you say now we clap till five?
I guess. Tibia.
Okay, let's clap till five.
Clap one, to five, two, and then we'll do the three, closing
session. Four, five.
That's it. Hey guys. All
okay,
right.
We clap to five.
Thank you for listening to this quarantine special episode.
Let's do more because I like
this. We'll be back. Yeah, we'll do more since we're in quarantine for I guess another month now.
Yeah. Oh, actually, brought this up actually, but let's talk about it next time.
What?
I think they passed that bill for people to give $1,200 to people, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Did they pass it?
Yeah.
Because I could really use that money to pay my credit
card. I'm not sure.
Here's the thing: I haven't looked into it, but I just want to know what qualifies you to get that money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope I get it too, but I want to know the qualifications.
Well, actually, before we end this, I just want to say this. You know how a lot of people can file for unemployment because they don't have a job right now?
Yeah.
I was going to file for unemployment because I don't have a job since January, like 18th or 20th, whatever. But I can't file for unemployment because I have the DACA.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So So it really sucks. Yeah. Listen, I don't want to say any like a lot of shit about it because I know I've said it before, but we need to do something about DACA and make it a little more, a little bit nicer to immigrant children.
A little nicer.
It really fucks people over. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Me specifically, especially in my own experience,
they didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a little nicer if they could just change some shit around. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Thank you to Crystal for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
That's really a late response. I love it.
Yeah.
She's watching Cowboy Bebop or whatever the fuck.
But, hey, don't you diss? I love Cowboy Bebop.
I love Cowboy Bebop. I was not.
Anyway. I have some of the albums actually for the song. I have three of them.
Crystal, you gotta watch Cowboy Bebop.
No, I have the four albums for the series. I love them.
All right.
It's such a good show. Anyway.
The music's amazing.
Thank you, Peter, for coming on. Guys, we'll be back in another episode sometime soon. If you want, go buy the merch. Just go to Bonfire and look up FNF. It'll probably pop up.
Fucking not worth it. No, I'm joking.
If not, I'll have the link somewhere in my social media. Follow me. And if you want, go to FNX Fit. And I have a promo code. Just put Leo, VFNF, and it's 15% off. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Bye. Now, Crystal, wait. Peter's gone now.
What?
What the fuck do you mean I'm gone?
Fuck no!
I'm still here.
Go away.
Peter, no. I'm not leaving until you close.
Crystal.
What?
Kiss
what?
Crystal.
What?
Kiss me through the phone.
What?
What?
I'm not kissing you through the phone.
Why not?
Dumb shit. No.
Fucking wow, Leo. Some balls right there.
The quarantine is making me needy.
Dude, have you seen that? All the post people, the four moods of the quarantine. Horny is one of them, apparently.
Oh my god.